is Thursday, June 25th, 2009, and this is Radio Wave. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us tonight on tonight's broadcast of Radio Wave. Our host is a friend of Medjugorje, and tonight, or today, of course, is the 28th anniversary of the apparitions in Medjugorje. And tonight, our host, a friend of Medjugorje, will be joining us from Medjugorje live. And so we welcome you to the show tonight, and we ask that you open your hearts in prayer as we turn Radio Wave over to our host, a friend of Medjugorje.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. May we rejoice in having you in your presence with us, especially today, and especially from this holy place, being able to pray from this ground that you sanctified for 28 years every day with your presence. We pray that this spread throughout the whole world, that you convert everyone. We give ourselves for this purpose. We ask that all listen to become your apostles. Amen.
Amen.
The Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We want to welcome everybody tonight. We, of course, are in Medjugorje, and it's very late here. And actually, Mary has had her apparition quite some time ago. You're 7 hours ahead of us on Central Time. And tonight, we were also blessed with Yvonne having a mountain apparition. So we had a double blessing today. Usually it happens in past years, the anniversary would be preceded with the apparition the night before or either the Monday preceding the anniversary. And the reason for that tonight was the fact that Yvonne didn't arrive. His wife had had a baby, so they'd spent most of the summer at home. He flew back over to the States to get his family to come back. He arrived yesterday. It wasn't until this morning that we found out that Our Lady was going to go ahead and have a mountain apparition. So it's been a pretty wild day, and we've had a lot of work to do. And on top of that, we've had a tragedy in the community. Ruth, you might want to share that. Ruth and Riaz, y'all both there. I'm over here, and maybe elaborate that a little bit.
Well, we had coming back from morning prayer this morning. One of the men in the single consecrated men's house collapsed, and we ended up finding out that he's had a massive heart attack and is in the hospital right now. It's very much touch and go, but many of us have been in the hospital with him throughout the day and will be there, you know, tonight as well, and a lot of prayers going out for him. We were able to contact a friend of Medjugorje in Medjugorje, and I know that he went to Maria, and there was a lot of prayers that we were joining in theirs during this time, too.
So, Greg Portos, many of you may know him from out there. Greg's been in the community how many years?
6 years, I believe.
Mm-hmm. 6 years. And he's a joyful fellow, and we all love Greg, and so he's been in the mission house in Medjugorje several times, and big help and big asset, and a cause of youthful joy, even though he's 62 or so years old. So this was a shocker to us, and we're working very hard right now. We've got preparing for July 1st, just a few days from now, for Maria to be there. And so we've had this, and then things going over here. It's been a one long day up and down. But anyway, we ask for prayers with that, and we'll pray and just abandon everything to Our Lady. As far as Our Lady's message today, June 25th, 2009, Ruth, why don't you go ahead and read this?
Okay. Our Lady, Queen of Peace of Medjugorje's June 25th, 2009 message. Dear children, rejoice with me, convert in joy, and give thanks to God for the gift of my presence among you. Pray that in your hearts, God may be in the center of your life, and with your life witness, little children, so that every creature may feel God's love. Be my extended hands for every creature, so that it may draw closer to the God of love. I bless you with my motherly blessing. Thank you for having responded to my call.
So, this message seems a little bit strange in some ways, and the first thing that hit me was toward the end of the message, or middle to the end of the message, but to begin with, Our Lady said, rejoice with me, convert in joy, and give thanks to God for the gift of my presence among you. And of course, we're going to have Our Lady in our country in just a few days, coming because of our country and its conversion to reconcile ourselves, our families, and our nation back to God. Of course, we start the June 25th novena today, going for the next 9 days, and then July 25th will be the second novena, August 25th will be the third, and so forth all the way up to December. These were started 17 years ago. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. 17 years ago, and the purpose of that was to reconcile ourselves, our family, and our nation back to God, knowing that if individuals wouldn't convert or does not convert, then the family doesn't convert, and then the nation doesn't convert. And so we've got a lot of history and millions, literally tens of millions of prayers through these years for this. And then we had Our Lady, of course, last July, 1st of the 5th, and we're going to have her again this July, 1st of the 5th. So I don't know if excited is the right word to say, because we know we're in a solemn state as far as the seriousness of the conditions of our country. At the same time, Our Lady gave the message for the one who prays is not afraid of the future, and one who fasts is not afraid of evil. We've got people thinking for the first time, because the conditions society's in, a lot about the future. And a lot of people are very insecure. And they're wanting to cling to something, they want to anchor to something. And thank God that we've been given a gift for this trying times worldwide, not just in our nation, that's so unstable, so degraded, and so headed to a crash. Just thank God for this gift of the presence of Our Lady among you. We don't deserve it. And these words shouldn't be taken lightly, because the gift is pure in this gift. This thing is so profound that, as Ivan said a few years ago, had Our Lady not come, the world would have destroyed itself. We wouldn't be here talking tonight if Our Lady didn't come. So we don't comprehend the magnitude of the presence of Our Lady among you. So she says, rejoice with me, convert in joy, and give thanks to God for the gift of my presence among you. And to have her coming with these words fresh just a few days later for this purpose, and while we focus on our country through our individual conversions and reconciling ourselves individually and our family, you know, as goes the United States, so goes the world. So it's really a thing that for everybody to do in their own home country. You know, we started 17 years ago specifically with this. We were praying before that, but we formalized it in these novenas. We'll do 7 novenas this year just for our country's healing. And so it's such a tremendous gift to have Our Lady on the birth of our nation, July 4th. And it's something to be rejoice in. Even in the midst of darkness, even in the midst of things being deteriorating, and deteriorating. create a state. And so this message really speaks in a way of addressing this in a beautiful, beautiful way. And of course, tonight on the mountain, and we're just freshly down off the mountain, Yvonne, LA appeared a long time. We've had rain every single day. With the rain, the weather can be fair temperatures, but the rain, it really gets quite cool. Even where everybody's got to wear jackets and sweatshirts, and you can still be cold after that. So the weather's very unusual. Maria says she's never seen a June like this. I've never seen. I've been coming for 27 or 23 years, I think it is, and I've never seen weather like this. So going up the mountain, it rained an hour before. We headed up around 7:45, and it was pouring down, lightning, and all the rocks were really slippery, a lot of mud. On the way down, we saw a lady fall, and she's got to have stitches in her head. Wasn't with our group, but this is typical of this mountain and the conditions. But on top of the mountain, in the message tonight, our lady says, or Yvonne said, our lady appeared full of joy. 25th message earlier to Maria says, rejoice with me. Rejoice means what? You're happy. But she says in that 25th message, confer in joy. So Yvonne describes her tonight. A little later, Our Lady appears full of joy and happiness. And he went on to say that it was very difficult, right, and for him to describe this happiness that flowed out of her eyes and her face. He couldn't do it. Something was so penetrating in her joy tonight that there's just no way for him to convey to us what he saw. And in that message, Our Lady, or that apparition, Our Lady prayed over us and prayed for all of our intentions. And she said she'd like for us to live the message, or accept the messages and live the messages, and particularly the message tonight. And so she also thanked us for living the messages and accepting them as her dear children. And then Our Lady gave her a special blessing. In that apparition, of course, she gave on the 25th message also earlier. At the end, I blessed you with my motherly blessing. So Our Lady is very happy. In fact, Yvonne and Maria had their apparitions in Yvonne's chapel last night. So on the 24th, they both were together in that. And in that apparition, there was a private conversation between Our Lady, Yvonne, and Maria. And they couldn't tell us what it was about, but they did say that Our Lady reminisced with them about the beginning days, and what they reminisced about was things that made them remember things they didn't remember. And so Yvonne was quite emotional afterwards and actually couldn't even hardly talk about it. So we see these things Our Lady's doing, and that was just for them. And we say, yeah, but the visionaries are no different than us, and Our Lady really don't give them special privileges. She didn't. They earned it. The cross they carry and what they have to do and the how to give their life, these are the consolations Our Lady has to give them to encourage them to carry the cross, because just like the saints have said, that with Our Lady, that consolation comes the equal side on the other side of desolation. So with great heavenly consolation all comes the desolation of the suffering side of it. You don't get one without the other. You don't get the rose without the thorns. So last night was some kind of consolation that they received that moved both of them very deeply and profoundly. But this message today is something that is very special and at the same time a little bit strange, you might want to say, in the way she addressed some things in there. And for Our Lady to say, pray that in your hearts God may be the center of your life. And with your life, witness, little children, so that every creature may feel God's love. Reza Ruth, if you want to read last month's message of what she said about creatures, since I don't have it here in front of me, if you could read that message, I think it shines some light on this message tonight.
Okay, this was the May 25th, 2009 message. Dear children, in this time, I call you all to pray for the coming of the Holy Spirit upon every baptized creature, so that the Holy Spirit may renew you all and lead you on the way of witnessing your faith, you and all those who are far from God and His love. I am with you and intercede for you before the Most High. Thank you for having responded to my call.
You and all those who are far from God's love. Tonight she says, so that it may draw closer to God of love. What was it? Man? No. She says, for every creature, so that it may draw closer to God of love. We know every baptized creature is a man. We also know creatures are animals and things of the earth. And so Our Lady, I think, has given us a window to the future of showing. I mean, as soon as I read this, it struck me that little children, so that every creature may feel God's love. You know, and many people don't feel God's love. But also, there's God's creation that doesn't feel God's love. Our Lady tonight goes on and says, be my extended hands for every creature so that it may draw closer to the God of love. Now, it, you wouldn't say that to describe he or a man. So what does it mean? Of course, it's God's creatures. A creature can be a dog, it can be a chicken, it can be a pig, it can be a horse, it can be a bug, a bird. So what is Our Lady saying here? You know, be my extended hands for every creature so that it may draw closer to God of love. We see some of our calves there at the mission. When they're born, two calves are usually born at the same season, so they're out playing, and they're so happy. We really see happiness in them. And we were talking before we went on the air about, was it Poem of the Man God, Riaz, we were just discussing?
Yeah, it was.
What was that quote?
It was in the Poem of the Man God, and the story was that the apostles were gathered around a fire, and one of them had slapped a bug to the ground, and I believe it was Judas made a comment about it's just a dumb animal or something like that. And Jesus said, well, no, even animals experience emotions. They experience joy. They experience sorrow. That while they don't have a soul like we do, they do have emotions.
Yeah, I think that's important to qualify, because we have right now the joy of seeing these calves running around chasing each other. If you go to a dairy, a modern dairy, as soon as the cow's born, they take it out. They give it colostrum, they put it in a little cage, and they get that thing chained up. And there's no joy for it. It is sorrow for it. You can see this in a dog that you might leave, and it gets depressed if you're not around or if you're out of town or something. So they do have this emotion. At the same time, we see our pigs there playing. You can see the baby pigs run around, and they just get this energy, and they run around and run around and run around. At a confinement place, you got 10,000 pigs. They don't move their whole life. They're bred. They're stuck in this pen, and they're machines to give out piglets, and then those go the same route that way. So this is not the way God intended us to treat His creation.
Do we as Christians lead the world, or are we being led by the world? Compromise has infected the Christian value system. We are called by Our Lady to change our life, and through that, to change others through our witness to the light. In today's world of technology and traffic jams, it can be difficult to understand how to live biblically. As go God's people, so goes the world. A remarkable writing that will open your eyes to Our Lady's plans to free us from the bondage of things and help us to understand that peace can only be found in a society where love reigns and God is acknowledged. As go God's people, so goes the world. Available on Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com. And click on MedjMart. Or call in the U.S. 205 672-2000.
You're listening to Radio Wave with a friend of Medjugorje.
At the same time, we're not to be PETA people. People is people for the ethical treatment of animals. These people are just the opposite. They worship the animal. They go to the extreme in that, you know, they get equal rights with men and they don't. And so God's creatures, we are to make them happy. We are to, it doesn't mean that we don't eat them. You know, but when we have them, we're to bring them, you know, or raise them in a happy way. And it may be for slaughter. And we see this on our place and the way God's led us. But I believe the lady's very strongly showing to us, as she's preceded this many times, saying, go out into creation. Bless all creation. And that was December 25th, 1988. And I remember that message because that's the only time a lady has ever said the word creation. Go out and bless creation. She's always said the creator, or she says creature. But creation, that was the only time, and that was given, of course, in our bedroom. And so that I've always marveled at this message, what Ali was saying. And what she manifested there at Caritas itself is in a grand way of life, to support and sustain ourselves so that we can be the missionaries of the messages that now we do, that what we do here in Medjugorje and back home at Caritas. So what is Our Lady saying? You know, she's given us stewardship, just like Adam was given over all the animals in the Garden of Eden. She's telling us, in your stewardship of these animals, you know, help them be happy, closer to God. Use God's creation. You cut down trees to use the wood. You know, you have animals to be fed by. But then the way we do these, are we cultured in society, or is it structured rather in culture, where these animals are happy? And again, I totally reject PETA, which is radical environmentalism, or radical people who equate animals as the same as man. It's not the same. At the same time, we've got to have that balance. So you got people going extreme on both ways. They love animals before they do people, or they put animals on the same equation or level ground as people. And that's not what Our Lady's saying to do. She rejects it the same way. You know, because only the soul is eternal, and only man has an eternal soul. So in the end, everything goes and it decomposes. But, you know, creation is. Like she said, from our home, on a message to the whole world, go out and bless all creation. I was the first one that saw this message after Mary got it. I immediately went out, it was late at night, and blessed the trees. Someone blew over later, we put on a sawmill, and we utilized this. So, excuse me, Our Lady's given us a really manual of how we are supposed to be and do everything in moderation. Our love for the creature shouldn't exceed our love for the creator. And we have that today. We've got no love for the creator, love for the creature. You've got animal worship. You've got earth worship. We saw a guy recently come by our place who had a T-shirt on it and said, what did it say?
Respect your mother is what it said.
Yeah, respect your mother. And it had a picture of the earth on it. You know, that's not my mother. You know, so you got this slant, and always remember the devil mimics God. When he's come up and introduces a plan to the world or an inspiration, Satan will come in, whether it be individual or for nations or for the world, Satan will come up and mimic that, parallel it, to derail people or to divert them from the path. And long ago, I saw in the message Ali was calling us back to a simple way of life, to live near the land, live the soil. And when there's an economic collapse or something stops, or, you know, how far do you fall if you already got your knees in the soil planting things? Not very far. But if you're very far in raising your own animals, your own crops, sustaining your ability, and the further you get away from that and the more dependent you get on the man at the grocery store and that soup can there, you know, the further you're going to crash into the soil when you crash down. And we've never been so distanced from the soil everywhere around the world. We're so far. It's amazing the strides that the villagers of Medjugorje, even the way they live here, the distance they're already getting from the soil. They're still close to it compared to the rest of the world. But used to we had fresh vegetables out of the gardens. Now they're buying them in bulk. There's several grocery stores that sprung up in Medjugorje. And so they're going into the culture, the way we've all gone down this path. And with that, it's a path that gets you further and further distance from the soil, more dependent on man to supply those goods and services, and less dependent on God to bring it forth from the soil. Yes, what we're getting in these services and goods is from the soil, but it's on these huge conglomerates. It's on these hog farms that's got 10,000 animals in there. It's not of God. It's not God. It's not the way God wanted creation to be managed. And so creatures and creation is a very much part of our future. I've encouraged, when we encourage people to get back to it as close as you can, as soon as you can, because everything's coming unglued. And the man who's got his knees in the dirt, both in prayer and work, is the man who's going to fare the best. It's not talking about throwing up and going buying everything else that man produces. It's throwing up something for 2 years. We're going to be going into a different life, a different way of life. And our lady said that. Pray that in your hearts, God may be in the center of your life. Well, when you're watching a calf be birthed, you're watching the egg, your chickens bringing forth eggs, and you see these baby chicks, they're so happy. You know, how many people have seen a kitten that's so happy? But what if one's mangy and he's starving and there's nothing to eat, or they're not treated? And I don't want to even go down the road of being abused. I don't want to talk about that, because that's way overrated. Overrated in the sense that people have a heart for that more than they do for a aborted child. So that whole avenue is the wrong avenue to be on. Our lady's not talking about that. Our lady's talking about the way our culture is raising. It's not that we excuse abuse for animals, but this thing's held by society and people way disproportionate than murder we have of babies happening every day, the murder of the family, divorce, and everything else. So I think there's a lot to digest on this message. It's a powerful message. I think it's a futuristic message. And I think Ellie sees the realization of our plans, and she rejoices. Rejoicing over the mountain. She rejoiced because we went up Apparition Hill in conditions that were very, very unfavorable, in conditions that she's much smarter than us, knowing some people were going to get hurt, and they did tonight. We had one doctor working on a woman who had, as I said earlier, fallen, and she had checked her neck out, and she had stitches, and going to have stitches in her forehead. But they've already put lights on the mountain here in Medjugorje, and it makes me sick. We've gone up the mountain for 2 decades without lights. Flashlights. It actually blinds you more because it shadows the rocks. We don't need that. And we're headed toward paving that, which I would object very severely if I were to create a movement to stop it. But that's where the mentality is coming. Our Lady tonight appeared on that mountain to Yvonne's prayer group in terrible conditions, calling people up there because we need penance. And it's a contradiction to do anything to make that easier or pave that way. It's a contradiction to her way of penance. It made her rejoice to see how much trouble her children would go up to, how perilous even to go up there was, and dangerous in many ways. And yet, the mother called us up there. Not at the Blue Cross, all the way up the mountain, or Apparition Hill. That's a big statement. A profound statement. And for any thought of let's smooth this out or let's start paying this, let's make it easier, is the total contradiction of what Our Lady's calling us to, because we live too easy. And we don't have the fiber to climb mountains anymore. And yet Our Lady's trying to condition us for the future, what it's going to be like. So I don't know if y'all have anything y'all want to say about the message, but it's a profound message in that sense.
I know for us personally, it gave us a lot of peace as well with the situation that was going on with Greg, and knowing it was the anniversary and his situation being so severe and stop and go, not knowing if he was, going to survive or not, and we're still there. But for us, it was when we heard the words, "Rejoice with me, convert in joy, and give thanks to God for the gift of my presence among you." I mean, it gave all of us such peace in knowing Our Lady knows all of us, and of course, her message speaks to each of our hearts, and knowing where we are. And so for us, we felt really her comforting arms around us with the situation. And we have a few people that are on the way to the hospital now, and we want to make sure that we read this to Greg, even though he's not responsive. We want him to hear these words of Our Lady today.
Well, of course, we've had this day we've already spoken about how difficult it was for everything happening in the community and then here and then trying to get everything out. And we even have it this late hour here, it's, after 1 o'clock for us. And we got people downstairs, upstairs in the mission house, we got people downstairs still lined up getting the message. They're hungry for it. And they're not just getting one message. They want 50 or 100. Somebody came in and got 190 while I was standing downstairs a while ago. And it's our life. And Medjugorje, there's not really even a place now to really get the message this way. Even so many of those things, just Greg, actually him, this reminds me of what happened to him today, being pulled out of this, picture for a while, at least. Hopefully, he'll make it through. But we see here in Medjugorje, so much is the spirit of the message is not there. That the message is not always the focus, because the culture is changing. There's so many demands on the people who come here. There's so much care has to be taken toward them. And it's beautiful. We're translating so many things in Croatian now, some of the booklets and things. And people, they're really coming. They're hungry for this. And so our mission, we need prayers to be able to sustain what we're trying to uphold. It's such a big responsibility that even though we may be way past our tiredness, it takes precedent, the message takes precedent, because there's people downstairs right now still asking for the message. And so we don't even know if we're closed tonight. The mission house. But the message, again, is an encouragement to the future of life, and how quickly we've been reminded in our own community today how quickly life can go away or be put in a no-man's zone that you don't know what's going to happen. And of course, this has always been with Our Lady, her doing this in the sense of preparing us for eternity. That's all the message really is about, is to prepare us for eternity. Mm-hmm. We need to see that every move we make, everything we think, should be with that thought of what she's told us, reflect on your future. What do you do if you reflect on your future? You're thinking about the future and what's going to happen. But Our Lady didn't say it in that sense. She wants to reflect on the things we've done in the past that's bad, because that's usually what we reflect on. And reflect in the same way on those negative things that we're making decisions about today that may affect our future, that we can change today so that we can reflect on something positive by the decisions and good choices we make now. But reflect has a lot to do with the past. And when you reflect, you think about the good times and the bad times. But today, most of what people are reflecting on is they've made a lot of bad decisions. they're inheriting a lot of bad fruit. And these things go back 5 years, 15 years, 25 years ago. Bad financial decisions, bad decisions about the family, bad decisions of how they've done with their spouse or divorced or whatever it may be. Our lady's really doing everything she can to show us if you're going to have a future, it's going to only be with her. If you're going to have darkness dispersed, it's going to be like she said last month, I think it was May 2nd, actually, call upon my son's name. His name disperses the greatest darkness. My question to you, everybody listening, is what does that mean? Why does she have to tell us that? That in the greatest darkness calls upon my son's name. Unless we're going to see some pretty great darkness in the future. But if we look at the message, we see what she says. She said tonight, she's joyful because we're accepting her messages. We're accepting the living of her messages. If you accept the living of the messages, you're looking at what she's asking us, what she's saying. You know, be my extended hands for every creature so that it may draw closer to God of love. Even the creatures, our extended hands, be able to manage them in the way God ordained it from the Garden of Eden and through the grand way of life or whatever it has been, not the corporate production farms. You know, we've said it, I think, before on there that the life expectancy for a milk cow of giving milk is 2 1/3 years now. That's incredible. It's horrible. So it's nothing but a machine. So we don't see God in it, we see man in it. And the only thing that's important is to get an extra tenth of a gallon of milk. I was just told about some places producing 8 million gallons of milk. Maybe we talked about it on the last show. 8 million gallons of milk a day. I mean, not 8 million, but 8 million pounds of milk a day, which is incredible. It's just a factory. Nothing to do with God. So do we think we're going to, as the lady said last month, continue without his blessing? Because we don't have his blessing. To get his blessing, we have to do what she says and make our life surround creation, make it where it's closer to God's way and what he intended for us. So we have these profound things our lady's doing for us. At the same time, we don't always grasp the immediate significance of it. That's why it's good to join on a talk about the message, because in talking about it, I even learned about the message. And reading about it and discussing it, you know, you're out there somewhere, you get the message today, and there's nobody to even share it with or share thoughts with or hear somebody comment about it. And of course, we're gifted that we are able to look at our messages every day and study these messages every day. And looking at these messages every day and other messages, it gives us greater insight than what she's saying, what she's doing. So we're in a time that she does say, rejoice with me and convert in joy and give thanks to God for the gift of my presence among you. This in itself is a thing that you could spend the whole next week contemplating.
How does God deal with nations which have no spirit? One of the founding fathers of the United States, George Mason, said, "As nations cannot be rewarded or punished in the next world, they must be in this. By an inevitable chain of causes and effects, Providence punishes national sins by national calamities." When we look at the events around us, are we perhaps blind to see what is so plainly before us? The continual stripping away of religious freedoms and the barrage of laws, regulations, and more laws, the oppressive structure to promote sin through new laws, and on and on. The scriptures so clearly show that when God's people turned away from him, it resulted in the loss of freedom and liberty. For years, Our Lady from Medjugorje has told us, invited us, and encouraged us toward reconciling as a people, as well as individually, back to God. We need a mother for our nation. We need her to purify us. We need her to cure us. We need her to resurrect us. We need her to be amongst us. We, the people, need her. This July 1st through 5th, that mother will be with us. This July 4th will be special for our nation. Come to the field at Caritas, Alabama, July 1st through 5th, when Maria Lunetti, visionary from Medjugorje, will be with us for all 5 days. Join with thousands across the nation in praying for the resurrection and renewal of ourselves and our country. July 1st through 5th, a 4th of July in Alabama that will change your life and this nation. Go to Medj.com for more details. Medj spelled M-E-J.com. Or call Caritas at 205-672-2000 USA.
You're listening to Radio Wave with a friend of Medjugorje.
The gift of being here in Medjugorje and being present with the lady, of course, gives a lot of detail and insights that you don't normally see, just like I talked about Yvonne and Maria's apparition last night. I'll leave her missing with them. She's just like a mother who's been in a family and talked about her children when they were young. Of course, you know, Yvonne's got grown children, Maria too. They're in the middle age now. And she started with them when they were practically children. You see, well, they were 16 years old, some of them. Yaakov was 10 years old. That's children. And to hear this beautiful side of Our Lady, that she's doing something, and it's not a showy thing that she wants them to go out and pronounce something. It's just that she's really alive here on the earth with us. She's talking about the memories. And she wants you to have good memories. You have good memories if you make good choices, and the choice, and the only choice is the message. It's the message. It's the blueprint for the future. It's your security. It's your protection. And so few people see it. And many get bored with it because their own lives are bored. They're seeking thrills constantly. And so they're never satisfied. So they overlook what seems to be mundane, or because it's mundane, when it's everything. This message you could study for a month and learn things. And I've read messages that I got a point out of it. And later when I came up to see it a month later, to go back to it, when I thought about that or write about it, I couldn't get it out of it. In fact, I often have found where I don't even know how I got that out of that time. But that's where I was at that time. The Holy Spirit gave me that at that time. And a month later, he didn't say that at all. I can't even remember how to go about. How did I understand that way? So they're loosely given in a way that's so profound. They speak to you about so many different subjects in so many ways to help you where you are that day. You can read the same message tomorrow. You can read this message tomorrow. It can be different for you. And certainly a month later, it can be very different for you. So we've been given a gift that we do not comprehend, we do not understand, and we are not to let this time pass us. We have several youth on one of our groups here now, and they have, of course, like typical youth, they themselves are not always ready to accept everything here. They think there's a lot of prayer going on. And some of them have been disengaged for the whole week that they've been here, basically. And we had tough conditions because we have had a lot of rain. There's been a lot of things we hadn't been able to do, what we usually do with our pilgrim groups. But for some strange reason, they owned and hadn't participated in a lot of things, but for some strange reason, they did go last night to adoration. And what happened brought them all to real quick conversion. Right there, I had stories this morning. They prayed all night. They had the rosaries. They were wearing the rosaries. I know one of the youth on the thing says, all we do here, everybody wants to pray. That's all they do here. And all he did was pray the whole night. I took one adoration. You know, was it Jesus? No, it was the devil. There was a possessed person there. And this person went crazy. They heard voices and things that wasn't human. And out there in society, Satan don't want show up. He don't want you to see him. He wants to stay stealth. He wants to be hidden. But here he can't stay hidden. If the Eucharist comes or if Our Lady's apparitions happen, we often see demonic scream or do things or go in convulsions and squirm on the ground. And some of the youth this morning after all this was over said they didn't even know this was real. They thought this was just in the movies. But I tell you, we saw some real conversion with some youth here yesterday. And sometimes it takes the devil to do that. It may sound funny in some ways, but, you know, the church teaches you can go to heaven two ways. You know, out of fear of hell or the love of God. And often it's the fear of hell that causes it, which leads to the love of God eventually. But even if it's just the fear of hell that you go to heaven for, the church teaches that's legitimate. The best way is the love of God, of course. And the best way we go to adoration and be converted. But sometimes adoration, you might need to see the devil. And that's what they saw last night. So it was a little bit humorous to us because even our kids, who's been around this, our children, we got some of our children from the community here, my daughter and another family's daughter, and my son, and boy, they were praying. And they've seen it before. But the reality of the devil is not a reality today in society. But there again, in Medjugorje, you often see them, they can't remain silent. It's just around Jesus when they did that. We actually had a psychiatrist come in the mission house this morning afterwards and says, well, it really wasn't a real possession in the sense of garbage. I mean, that they heard it, they saw it, it was. So psychology wants to explain all this way as just some kind of mental thing. But yet in Medjugorje, I've seen it, we've experienced it, we see this over and over and over. And it's just one more element that God uses here to bring people to conversion. The reality of the devil is as real as you're sitting and listening to this show right now. It's real, and we've forgotten that. So this just totally transformed this group, this one incident. Probably 10 or 12 youths here on that pilgrimage. All of them went up the mountain. All of them been out in the rain. All of them been doing a lot of praying today. So it's beautiful in that sense, and it's the power of Medjugorje. I know y'all both have seen that here, and people don't like to talk about it, and they want to whitewash it, but it's a very powerful thing when one experiences it. It's not a pleasant thing.
I'd like to interrupt for a second and just to know, what's it like in Medjugorje right now? Are there a lot of pilgrims there? What can you tell us about the amount of people and what the spirit is like in Medjugorje right now?
Well, this has been a difficult week. Because, again, the weather has been bad, and you see people wrapped up in ponchos and umbrellas and wet tennis shoes and mud everywhere. There is a lot of people here. They have been out on the trails. And, of course, always at the anniversary, there's a lot of people. There's some people who leave 2 days before the anniversary, which I've always objected to that. You know, if you can't get the flights, you have to do that. That's one thing. But to leave because of the crowds, it's the wrong thing to do. You know, I didn't ask you, do you like being in crowds? She says, I think it was the 90s, around the 1990s, it was like 3 or 4 years in a row, they specifically said at the anniversary, I'm happy to see you in large numbers. Many times on the mountain, she says, I'm happy to see you in large numbers. I want you here. The fact that the anniversary today, Our Lady says, rejoice with me, enjoy, convert. And she told Yvonne, or conveyed to him through her eyes and her face, so much joy he can't even describe it. Because many people, thousands of people on the mountain tonight in terrible conditions. She can use this in front of God. Look, God, don't stop my apparitions. Look what they did. They came up this mountain. Not only are they praying, they put themselves in these conditions out of love for me. Give me more time. So we see that this week, and you have the other side of that where people leave because they don't want to be there. And the crowd, the grace was today, not, you know, yes, there's grace 2 days ago, but a feast day, there's special graces. Today, our lady appeared in gold. She was beautiful. She was radiant when she, Maria saw her. Because it's a feast day. On a feast day, special things happen. Special graces are given, extra graces. And yet, people are so insensitive to the apparitions that they schedule that they leave before the crowds get here 2 days before. That's not what Lady's saying. Read her message. So a lot of aspects of the apparitions, people lose that, and they don't see it as important. And I like being here when it's quiet. But at the same time, these days, all he wants, you know, there are thousands, tens of thousands of people here. So, yes, the crowd is here, but it's a very different anniversary date.
Do you have, because we've recently, in the last year or so, translated several of the booklets into Croatian, do you see a lot more of the Croatian people coming into the Mission House at this time to get these booklets and so forth?
Yeah, it's very moving. I saw, before the Mission House opened, I was outside, and I saw this elderly man, just a Croatian outfit, very old. You would almost think, because of a lot of education here, that he couldn't read, and very humble. And when the Mission House opened, he went immediately in to start looking and almost caressing the Croatian booklets. He really was caressing them. He had evidently heard from somebody about these, and he was just looking at them real humble and real timid, like he shouldn't take them. And I went in there immediately and said, take these. I got a bag, I started. And he was so, in his eyes, so gracious and so in gratitude that somebody has put something about the messages and about the culture and about life into creation. They haven't had it. And so we see this repeatedly, even people begging us to do more. And that's been a real surprise for us, because we didn't think the way we applied the message or what I've written with the message, I didn't know how it would fare in creation. And we should have, by the end of the summer, 17 booklets printed over here in creation, plus Look What Happened, or How to Change Your Husband, and I See Far. And it's a much bigger hit than I ever dreamed it would be. We have people driving from Zagreb 10 hours away just to get material. The other day, a van pulled up, a young Croatian couple. And they're doing something here. I don't know what it was, but they left a couple hours from here, and they heard about it. And they wanted. They were so excited to get the material. And so we have many languages that do the same. I mean, we've got Italians screaming at us to get this in other languages. And, of course, we're always overwhelmed. We lack the funding to do what we do. And there's just a lot of circumstances and retooling the tabernacle. So we got all these things we need to do to get there. But the way of life is, we have enough of it written down, and how to culturalize the messages in every culture, that they are hungry, they're starving. We often have people say, especially Spanish, you know, you don't have this in Spanish, put it in Spanish. We say, fund it. You want to see it in Spanish, then fund it. We have to have somebody do that. And so, but we've got this hunger for people to do that, and we're working as fast and as long as hours as possible to do that. So it is beautiful to see that village here right now.
And again, just a reminder that today begins the first of the seven novenas. For those of you that have not prayed that novena today, which is the novena for hope, you can find that on Medjugorje.com on the homepage. Just click on the image that says the seven novenas, and that's the novena prayer that begins today. Also, that next week, Of course, July 1st through 5th begins on Wednesday of next week, and we will be broadcasting every day of those 5 days. And so we encourage you, for those of you that cannot make it, to listen in and to be a part from your home.
And I'd like to just really remind you in thinking of what Our Lady just said, they thank God for the gifts of our presence among you, that she's going to be with us. And if you haven't decided to come from next Wednesday, do it. Make a decision. I mean, there's nothing more important. There's nothing more secure to anchor to, as I said earlier in the show, than Our Lady. So it's important that I leave you with this and that you act on this and get others to come. So if you are wondering whether it should be done or whether you should come or not, it's not even should be put in that frame of mind. You should just come. Do whatever necessary to be there in Alabama, July 1st to the 5th. So as we leave you tonight, we want to thank you for allowing us to come to you. We feel it a privilege to be able to discuss Our Lady's messages and the joy. We also have Ivanka's message that will probably be online tomorrow because she has an annual apparition. And we leave you tonight with a heavy heart in some ways and the joy of the anniversary because of what else we discussed today. At the same time, we want to tell you Our Lady's love and convey that to you. Love you. Good night. We wish you Our Lady.